Director Katie Hamilton is with us, and you're opening in 3 days?
Yes, on Friday is opening night.
Is the show ready?
Is the show ever really
Absolutely.
Ready?
That's the answer we're looking for. Absolutely.
Yes, I think, you know, we are in a good spot for where we're at. We just had our first tech rehearsal last night, and it ran pretty smooth for being our first tech. So I think we're in a really good shape. I'm excited.
Now, you're all veterans of Playhouse in the Park Productions, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I want to know what being in Driving Miss Daisy is all about for you. It's an issue-driven show wrapped in warm humanity kinds of good feelings. But, I mean, there are lots of bad feelings discovered along the way as well. How has your journey been in getting this show together? Anybody?
I think it's a very complex role for myself, and I think for Marcy as well, dealing with a lot of change throughout a pretty quick show, honestly. And there's a lot of emotion that goes into it, but a lot of physical changes that we have to kind of produce on stage, being playing elderly people that really don't know each other, but throughout a one-act play, they get to know each other and mm-hmm. become very, very close towards the end.
Absolutely. We have, like you said, complex characters. Both of them have a lot of pride, and I would say both are fairly stubborn, but they handle it differently. Both are very independent, and they find a way through butting heads to get along. They become companions, and it's really touching the way it happens, the way that he handles my character and the way she handles him as well. It's sweet.
Set up the scenario for anyone who may not know about Driving Miss Daisy.
Absolutely. Well, Driving Miss Daisy, in the opening of the show, Daisy Worthing, she is a 72-year-old woman, and she wrecks a brandly new car. And her son, Booley, is afraid that she's getting to are unable to drive anymore. And so against her will, he hires Hoke, who is an African-American man, and to be her chauffeur and drive her around. And pretty much the play consists about their relationship over the span of 25 years and how it grows and changes. And it's in the backdrop of the civil rights movement. So there's lots of layers and depth within the show.
Have any of you three have grannies or grandpas who've had to stop driving?
Mine are actually still driving. I did have one. They've passed on now,
yeah.
But they did have to stop as well.
Well, I asked because when my dad was 90 and on the road, one of my colleagues would see him, and she'd go out of her way to get away from him. And that's one of the toughest things
yeah.
in the world to give up is your ability to get around by yourself. Mm-hmm. So how do you young people go about being old people?
I guess since I'm the youngest one, it's definitely a pretty big change. But it's honestly watching a lot of the actual production of Driving Miss Daisy that was Morgan Freeman was in it. I watched that probably maybe 30 times, honestly, trying to study the mannerisms and some of the subtle changes that are made to kind of just display age, and then just kind of being aware of people that are around me that I think, whoa, why does that person do that? Oh, well, because they can't stand up upright as much, or they move slower because they have to take their time.
Absolutely, and on top of the body movements, there's the vocality. So we've been aging our voices as well, and like you said, our mannerisms, total body language, right down to him blinking his eyes every time I tell him that he can't see right. He denies it, but he does it. I don't know if you notice. You do it. But there's a lot to it. And stage makeup. Stage makeup is wonderful.
That's true. That's the wonderful world of theater. That was really important to me from the day one is just to make sure that we start with working on the vocality of our voices and how, because it is, it's such a huge time span that we cover. And they, you know, from first rehearsal, they, Hoke had a walk. He started with his, a very different walk than his normal walk, and it progresses through the show, and they get stiffer, and it's, things are slower. But it's been a really cool thing to see such young people, spry young people, to turn into really these characters of age. So,
may we hear some of the vocality change?
Demonstrate it and spoil the show?
No, I mean, we're going for reality here. It's reality radio.
We're getting real.
Ooh, on the spot. Do you want a line or?
Sure, whatever.
Do you want to run something?
We can. What would you like to run?
What would you, director? What would you like us to run?
Let's do the Martin Luther King car ride.
Okay.
Okay.
From
the top.
The top. Okay. I don't know why you still drive. You can't see.
Guess I can't.
You didn't see that mailbox.
Ain't no such a thing.
It nearly poked through my window. This car's all scratched up.
Now, you got this car 2 years ago come last March.
Can we
stop? Insane.
Insane.
Give a small preview.
Have you all dealt with the prejudices that are addressed in this play personally?
I actually have. I am not a 72-year-old Jew. I am not African-American, but I have very close friends who are, and not just me watching them go through it, but me being close friends, I have dealt with it before, because I'm very open-minded and have always been of the mind where I don't care what you look like, you could be pink with purple polka dots for all I care. If you act good to me, I'm going to be good to you. And there are a lot of judgy people out there. And they'll judge not just somebody with a different religion or a different color, but those who associate.
For me, I've just kind of blown it off. I'm pretty thick-skinned, but I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee, and that's actually where the National Civil Rights Museum is at, so I've definitely visited there several times in the Moraine Motel and been very aware of different things that have gone on in the past. But if it's happened to me, I've just probably just washed it off and looked ignorant towards it, honestly.
Are you thinking about it more, being involved in this play?
A little bit. It's definitely, on some of the scenes, I'm drawing back to things that I've learned and things that I've seen. I mean, with the Martin Luther King references and some of the racial references that have gone on in the show, I think it helps to kind of, not visually, but kind of think back and put myself in the mindset of what a person from that generation may have seen or gone through, or honestly how they would have felt about telling a story about something that's happened, not personally to them, but to somebody that's close to them, or honestly somebody that has been killed because of racial violence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me something. What are your lives like when you're not in theater? What do you do?
Little bit of everything.
I'll go first. Okay. Well, when I'm not doing theater, I work at a daycare, and I have a 2-year-old room, so that's what I do.
So you can deal with actors and actresses.
Oh, yeah, I'm really good. It sets sure it up quite nicely. Lots of patience.
That's Katie Hamilton. Marcy, what do you...
Oh, well, if I'm not at Playhouse in the Park, which I volunteer on and off stage, I've done recently, they did a preschool program, so we help them.
She lives there.
I do live there.
She lives. We all live there right now.
I actually, my house is in Puryear, Tennessee, and I am a substitute teacher at Harrelson School. There, I volunteer as well. When I'm not substituting, I'm known as the Play Lady because I direct the school musicals. I'm also known as the Girl Scout Lady because I'm a Girl Scout leader with a troop of over 20. And I am on several committees, and I'm just, if I'm not there, I'm at Playhouse, and if I'm not at Playhouse, I'm rarely at home. I'm there sometimes.
Excellent.
I think Playhouse is your home.
Playhouse is my home.
That's Marcy Edmonds. Josh.
And, well, my full-time job is actually with Murray State University. I work in the recruitment office as an admissions counselor, and during the fall season, I travel quite a bit recruiting students to attend the university. But during the spring, I'm normally in the office talking to students, organizing things, and getting ready for the fall. But definitely, I'm a racer, and my full-time job after I leave here is going back down to the Kerr Center on the bottom floor and going back to work.
Good job. That's Joshua Jones. This is all about driving Miss Daisy at Playhouse in the Park in Murray, and you've got a two-weekend run?
Yes, absolutely. So the first weekend is this weekend, the 12th through the 14th, and then our last will be the 19th through the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Showtimes?
Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7, and then Sunday matinees at 2:30. And they can pick up tickets through ordering online or at the house.
Okay, now let's, I always forget about asking about the tech people who are the backbone. Mm-hmm. Who else working on the play with you?
Well, I just have to brag on my castmates because honestly, a lot of the tech is also with my cast. I've used every aspect. Marcy has been a huge help with props. We also have Bridget Poor, who's been helping with props. Mm-hmm. Don, who was unable to be here today, he is not only in the show, he did the lighting design for the show and helps with the whole technical aspect. We have a lot of actually the junior high kids that I've taught at Playhouse. They're helping with lights and sound. It's a big collaborative effort.
It's a big family.
Yes. Production. And we have Shelly on costumes.
Absolutely.
Shelly Reagan. And then.
And we have Barry Wilson has been helping us run backstage. And we did some set painting, Barry and I.
Absolutely.
And Pam as well.
Pam, who's doing the makeup?
I'm going to be doing mine.
I'm going to do some of mine, but hopefully I've got a friend that's going to help me out on tomorrow. So, Abby, if you're listening, please.
Shout out on the radio.
There you go.
Yes. Put her on the spot.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're really pleased that you three were able to come today, and I hope you have a great audience run with the show. This is Driving Miss Daisy at Playhouse in the Park, and it's playhouseinthepark.net is where you can get tickets pretty easily.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it.